Hey everyone, I'm Ayana.
And this is Delilah.
And your favorite girls are back. Non-corporate, episode 44.
We in this. This is our first episode of the month.
Yes, first episode of the month.
Happy April. You know, this is my month. Aries, gang, gang, gang.
Aries, turn up.
Yes. We haven't turned down yet.
You see, we had to do like a little intro with Cardi B, you know.
We do. Her album drops tomorrow. I feel like it's an early birthday gift to myself. That single is dope. I felt like that was what she like came out with to introduce her project. And it couldn't be a better like choice. Like, it shows her range. Her vibe is different. Totally not what I expected. What do you think when you first listen?
I don't know. Like, I like the song. You know, I like it. I'm not a Cardi fan, so I just, I live with a Cardi fan, though, so it's okay, but right. I like it, though. I do like it. I listen to it. It's on my iPod.
I see. She's bumping it.
I like it, and it was a good intro, so it's all good.
It was.
As we continue to work through our intro situation.
Yes, you know, we're exploring just dabbing and whatever, but let's jump right in.
Jumping right in. Oh, my God, on a positive note, so many things to cover, starting with NCG-related stuff.
Yes.
So pizza and prosecco, guys.
We like literally launched minutes ago.
It's live, guys.
And we have already like 5 RSVPs in like 3 minutes.
Like, yeah. 6, 7.
Oh, it's going. And going. And it's only 25. It's only open to 25 because we want to keep it intimate. This is like our way of saying thank you, to give back, and like to celebrate our 1 year and just like 44 amazing episodes that we've been able to like put out there in the universe.
It's gonna be dope. So a little bit about that. We have 3 panelists who will be doing a kind of like an overview on what being a non-corporate girl is to them, which is gonna be really great. And we'll have some pizza and prosecco. We have a couple of sponsors on board, and you know, a little bit of surprises and tidbits will be dropped that day. It's a super quick event, 2 hours top, and if you have nothing to do on a Saturday, this should be included in your schedule. And even if you do have nothing to do on a Saturday, you should still come.
You definitely should. It's going to be impactful. Like, short and sweet, but very impactful. Should we share the sponsors?
Yeah.
So, shout out to our sponsors. Tapple's Thin Crust Pizza, which me and Ayana are super fans of, like, in general. So, it was only right that they came on board and, like, collaborated with us. Their pizza is amazing. They're on 23rd Street and 6th.
They're on 25th or 24th.
I'm gonna look
somewhere in Chelsea on 6th. I think it's 24th though, honestly. It's 24th Street. And the reason why they're so dope is because, you know, me and Delilah, we've had a lot of transitions where we're trying to figure out workspaces and co-working spaces and places to go. And whenever we're in the area, we always go there for lunch, and they've always been super supportive.
All the time. And their address, to be exact and correct, is 49 West 24th Street. Holla at them. Tell them that Non-Corporate Girl sent you. They are ready to host you.
Definitely tell them Non-Corporate Girl sent you.
Yeah, for sure. And like, the pizza is so good there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The ambiance, their happy hour.
So cute.
Yeah, we love it. So they are one of our sponsors. Another one is, of course, the Prosecco brand.
Yes.
It's called Bellissima. And it's the founder is
Christy Brinkley.
Yes.
Model Christy Brinkley.
Originator. Like, one of the old
the icons. G's. Yes, she is.
She's an OG.
So we're super excited that she's on board with us, and we'll have some tasty Prosecco from you guys. Healthy too. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, healthy ingredients. It's that healthy lifestyle. And then our final sponsor is
Crown
Candle Co.
Mm-hmm.
And she will be donating some gifts.
She will. And also, she's from the Bronx, and she's a fellow entrepreneur as well.
She's a non-corporate girl.
She definitely is. Her name is Jolene. Right? Am I saying it right?
Yep.
Jolene.
And she's dope.
So check her out on IG.
Mm-hmm.
Crown Candle and Co.
Mm-hmm.
All together. So yeah, shout out to our sponsors. We're super excited for Pizza and Prosecco. It's going to be an amazing event. It's going down April 21st at 1 p.m.
Yes.
At a location that is to be announced.
Exactly. And we're super excited because it is our first event, guys. First. So keep that in mind. Moving forward, we have a couple of other firsts.
Yeah, we do.
We rolled out a landing page, mm-hmm. okay? So we have a website, noncorporategirls.com, finally. Yep. And we have a landing page. We're still working on a couple of things, but you get to get some cute little tidbits on us. You can
watch. To listen to the latest episode.
Yes, latest episode. Sign up to our newsletter, which is another great thing we rolled out last month. We have our first newsletter. Sign up, guys. We definitely have so much great content coming to you. You want to be in the know.
Yes, and that is going to be the first way where we roll out any new information. So
absolutely.
Subscribe, and you can also hurry up and RSVP through the website to attend Pizza and Prosecco if you're about that life.
So, Delilah, what has been your high for the week?
So, my super positive note was my Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, as an adult, any holiday, if you don't know already, is super whack.
Yeah.
Like, it just, if you don't have kids or, like, a family that just keeps up with the traditions, it could be like, oh, whatever, just another day in the neighborhood.
It really is, though.
But this Easter was super dope. Like, shout out to Delilah, my other homegirl, her name is Delilah also. She's from Delilah and Co., Delilah and Company on Instagram. And she came from Philly for the weekend to just, like, chill with one of her friends that she went to college. Shout out to Abu. He's also on Instagram. Let me share his page real quick, because when he gave me his IG to follow, I was already following him. And I knew it because he looked familiar, but I couldn't, like, remember, like, how. And I felt it was probably through Delilah, through some other person's social that I found him by way of. But we know a lot of the same people. And what he does is offer, like, he helps with ad spend through, like, social for businesses.
Okay.
So it helps them to, like, you know, push their product through using, like, Facebook ads and such. And he's really dope. And Delilah introduced me also to Annette, who, what made Easter so special, I'm over here, I don't know why, I don't have reception. What made Easter so special is because I literally spent my Easter with 5 strangers. The only person I knew was Delilah, and Delilah, I met her through social media, and this is maybe, like, the second or third time, like, we chilled.
Yeah.
But she knew she was in town. She invited me.
That's dope, though.
It's super dope.
This is the best moment happened.
It was, like, above and beyond the best. First, like, she hit me up and let me know she was in town, so she was like, hey, I'm going to brunch, come. We wanted to go to Sweet Chick, but Sweet Chick on a Sunday, y'all.
Sweet Chick every day.
No, but on a Sunday for brunch, it's like all of Williamsburg wants to go there.
It's always
When I put my name down, the wait was like an hour and a half. Like, well, we were sitting down eating in the other place, they called me like, hey,
and that's, I was going to say, that's like a good time frame compared.
I already finished my meal at the other place. And I was like, oh, I'm canceling my reservation. It's fine. So we ended up at another place that I love anyways, Viva Toro. Mm. And their brunch is freaking lit.
Really?
Like, they be coming with the carafes of, you know, it's topless. Topless?
Bottomless.
I can't.
Topless?
What kind of
brunch? Yeah, my dad.
What kind of brunch is that? It was a bottomless brunch. And I had, like, mango. Like, it was just so amazing. But the energy was even more amazing. But then on top of that, like, I had brunch with Annette, her daughter, and her husband. Never met them a day in my life. And, like, we were just like chopping chilling. It up. Like, this was, like, an extended family.
Right.
It was me, Delilah, Annette, Abu, and Annette's husband and daughter. And, like, we was just, it was like a think tank. Like, we were just speaking about our dreams and passions. And mm-hmm. Delilah was very, like, for me meeting Annette, because we literally live blocks away from each other in Brooklyn. So we're neighbors and we're close in age, and, like, we just get it. Like, she grew up in Williamsburg, and what Annette wants to do is basically offer the opportunities, because she feels like, as Latinas who are, like, from the hood, we get the short end of the stick, right? And, like, at the core of that conversation was just, like, knowing that these people that are from the hood have a disadvantage because they're not educated. And although they may have a great idea or want to pursue something business-wise, they don't have the resources to go about it the right way.
Right.
So Annette wants to foster something, and this is part of, like, her whole, like, you know, chatting with us and trying to, like, refine her idea to understand, like, what's the best effective way to help these people be successful, to, you know, train all of us to start getting out of that mentality of poverty. Because even with some of the examples she was sharing, which some of them happened to be, like, close friends of hers that she wanted to, like, you know, help build and lift, it was just a lot of us in the Latino community and Black community, the way we do business is sketch. And so, like, you're not going to thrive. Like, yeah, you make a couple of bucks and whatever, but it's not going to be something that you can pass down to your children or something that's going to really become anything because, you know, you have this false perception of how to make the business move forward.
Right.
And a lot of people, which Annette mentioned, look at Instagram and social media and see how other people are successful and want to replicate that.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can't be great on somebody else's passions. Like, you need to be great on what you can do and do that really well.
Right.
Not try to, you know.
And especially since social media is a facade anyway.
Super.
And people don't know. And they just think, like, oh, what they see is what you get. And they don't know the back end or the hard work, the grind that you have to do.
The legalities. It's like, just so many layers. It's so many. So she wants to bring, like, professionals in different areas to speak to them. And just, like, you know, so Abu was offering his two cents and was saying, like, you have to, like, attack what's the one thing you want to do. Because it ends up becoming a case of, like, Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah.
And we really, people in our position, I noticed, like, we want everybody to be amazing and great. But first, they got to want it for themselves. And secondly, it has to come with what Abu said, and I think is, like, been my word of the week, is qualifying. Like, what qualifies you to get the extended help? Or what qualifies you to, like, for me to put my efforts and pour into you?
Right.
Because I have to see what you're doing for yourself first. Like, you know, when you try to get a investment, people say, like, all right, how much have you spent on yourself? Because it's like, well, I'm gonna put up my money, you haven't even put up your own. So do you really believe in your idea?
It's like having those receipts. Like, you can't be like, oh, I want to do this, but you don't got nothing to show for it.
Exactly. Granted, some of these people, they could have something to show for it if they,
but they're not, maybe they're not presenting it in the right way, or they're not, hence the resources.
So she, like, the whole conversation was just letting her know, like, we want to save you from wasting your time, but we want to also make sure that once you remove yourself out of their equation, that they can still thrive.
Right.
Because then it's like, what's the point or whatever. Yeah. So it was just a super dope brunch. Like, we really vibed and connected. I feel like one thing that Latino and Black people do have is, like, a sense of, like, fellowship and just, like we understand and we get it.
Yeah.
So it was just a dope vibe all around. And then after that, me and Delilah continued. We headed to Dumbo where Abu lives because he was going to go do something else. And so I accompanied her. And he lives in sick-ass Dumbo. The views were
dope,
amazing. So we was just, like, you know, taking pictures and whatever and just chatting it up, having some girl time. But it was just a dope overall Sunday. Like, I just feel like when you put yourself in spaces where, you know, not everybody's comfortable, like, to just chop it up with somebody they don't know. Like,
not everyone is comfortable, but to get so much value from that is really, is pretty dope. And for it to be strangers, and for it to be on Easter Sunday.
Yes, like, just, they were coming from church and they met
that's
us.
That's dope, though.
Like, on Saturday night, that's when she told me. I had no plans.
Right,
and it was
right.
Like, whatever. I was like, I'm so glad that I didn't have anything else going on. Like, I would not want to have missed this.
I mean, you were supposed to be there.
Exactly. Divine order.
And then what else happened during your week?
Oh, wait.
On a high.
Okay, so Abu's Instagram is Abu, F-O-F, Abu Fofana. I'm probably, like, butchering the name. But, yeah. I'm going to try another way to share with you guys. But, I mean, I'll spell it out. It's A-B-U-F-O-F-A-N-A-H. Then Delilah's is I am Delilah D. And then Annette, if you guys are interested, because she's bringing her page back. Like, she does a lot of Insta stories. Annette is Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E-C. So yeah, follow them. Shout out to them. Another aspect of their conversation, because I'm putting it on blast like that, was I let them know that me and Ayana are like over the last X amount of people that we've had come on the podcast and share their time with us. We respect all of them equally, and we really vetted them out for reasons that we felt the people that are listening to the podcast really had that, like, could use that value that they poured into us. Mm-hmm. We see most of them as peers. Some of them have done a little bit more than us, but overall, we kind of fighting that same fight.
Right.
And not one of them, not one, maybe besides two, they did Insta stories, promoted that they were on our podcast. This is not to cause any issues, shade, problems, riff, anything at all. Like, we are still respectful of them. But what we're annoyed about is that when it comes to the people that you include in your spaces and on your projects and on your growth, you do so with intention to grow in the correct way. Like, our following in the last 3 months has gone up.
Right.
And, you know, we've been doing everything organically. Like, we're not out here buying bots. We're not over here. Like, it's all with, like, hard work. To build a social media following in a time where, like, social media, it's deemed everything or, like, tries to add a value to you, it's difficult because with that comes certain opportunities, whether people want to believe it or not. Having a certain number on your followers, it comes with, you know, certain perks.
Yeah.
And so when we picked the people that we interviewed over this course of time, we were happy to have these conversations and put you on the pedestal that you so rightfully deserve to be on.
Right.
But also thinking that you would think of us and be like, be proud that you was on our podcast. Never for once thinking like it was a favor to us, because then we didn't need you to be on here.
Right.
Because
right.
This is not what we needed. We really wanted to have candid conversations and let people know about you. But for us not to get not one person reposted or like mention like, hey, I was on this podcast. Yeah. I feel like is a super flawed message of what you shared while you were on our podcast about the reason you decided to come on the podcast in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, and I know the people that you were with, they talked, they had really good input about this. But I think that it's just, it's like, in a way, it's disappointing, but it's kind of like a disconnect in a way, because it's like, what happened that we weren't allowed to get that fair trade where you were able to like share something with your community about what we were doing, because we in turn shared to our community everything you're doing. You know what I mean? And I think that's where we're kind of like, it's a missed opportunity.
Absolutely. And so when I was speaking to the people, it was more a feedback, like, is there a better way to approach it? You know,
like, just, maybe is there something we're not doing? Like, we're not communicating properly on...
Right. And most of their feedback was exactly what we did. Like, we made it so simple. Like, so this is our process, and we're going to share with you, like, openly. How we vet a person, it has to be, like, somebody who we feel embodies, like, that not corporateness, that, you know, juggling or balancing a 9-to-5 and a side hustle. People that are, like, showing that they give back into the community, or like, you know, want to help the next person and open that door so that, you know, you allow the opportunity. Right. And so it's not like a just who, whatever type of person. And then after that, we reach out to them. We let them know that we know about them. Like, I didn't just pick you because you're popping or because you have an Xbox. Like, we're not trying to...
Everyone is curated. Everyone is super thought out. They have to fit into whatever our theme is, what we're going with, yep. What we feel they can bring value to.
The conversations are specific to their strengths.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. We send out an email. We let them know that we do have, you know, we did research. We do have a specific conversation that we want to have with you. And then they agree to come on board. When they come on, when, you know, they decide, we send them information of the location, the times, our contact number, what our segments, how they're broken down and what they're about, and give them time to like think a little
bit. We over-communicate.
Super over communicate, but in a way that is like effective. We don't want to add more to your plate, because we do appreciate right. the time you're giving us.
Of course.
Right? Then they come, we have a wonderful time. The conversations are dope. AF.
We kiki it up over here.
Great times, great times. After they part ways from us, we end with an email thanking them again for their time, letting them know that we're glad they came on the show. We send them a recap.
We send them a recap of the summary that we're going to use to promote them, an image we're going to use to promote them, our social handles where they can find the episodes. Everything is literally spoon-fed.
Right. All you have to do to repost it to promote that you are on the podcast is caption. You know, copy paste the caption we create for you. You could tweak and edit it however you want, but literally it's all curated to you and your episode.
And we're not, and we don't, and nothing is like mandatory in the email either. So like you are more like they're more than welcome to use their own image or whatever they want to do. These are just things we're giving you. We're their assets we created. Like you could use them or you could not.
Right. All in hopes that you're gonna, you know, tag us, mention us, say that you were on the show, like even share what your takeaway for being on our podcast was.
Like, what did that feel? And some of these people, it was their first time. Exactly. So what did that feel like? You know, like,
which is a bigger smack in that fucking face. And again, I may sound like I'm bitter. I'm not. It's just fucking funny. You know why it's funny? Because the people we choose also have had a difficult time getting to the spaces that they're in. So I'm just like, at one point we all have to grow, mind you. We have our own separate followings and everything. So, you know, Non-Corporate Girls social media is another entity on its own. Yeah. Everybody has to start from the beginning. At one point, like, everybody starts from zero followers. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus only had, what, 7? And look how great it is. We're not going to get into that.
We just talked about Jesus' disciples. I'm done.
We are not going to get into that. The whole point of this is just, like, practice what you fucking preach. If you about support and community and building and thriving together as one, because this is what we need, this is what the culture is lacking, then this was just a simple thing in that direction, and it was not done. It's just another emphasis on, like, you only rock with people when they're hot. And this is a disservice that we do to ourselves and to one another.
Mm-hmm. And it's a constant thing, right? It's a work in progress. Like, I think... me and Delilah, I think we're just, you know, I don't know if disappointment is the right word, but we're just kind of
taking a look at,
it's just, you know, an interesting thing. It's an observation. It is an observation because it is helping us be more mindful about the people that we're bringing on, you know, mm-hmm. And just what the value is going to be. And not saying that there always has to be give and take at all, but we literally like open up a platform for you, whether it has this amount of followers or not, and you're sharing with our community, because at the end of the day, if one person's listening, that's enough. You know what I'm saying? So like, no matter what your, and you get to put your brand out there. It's free press. We're giving free press away. You know what I mean? So it's like the least that could happen from this interaction that we've definitely worked hard to curate and produce every week is a mention or two.
Right. So just to anyone who's listening right now, just, you know, for a moment, reflect in where you have been that person who didn't do such behavior or was the one who could have, like, do better. Just do better. Be self-aware.
Do better.
And look out for your fellow people because they look out for you. And it'll be that first person who could take you to the next level because you don't know who knows who.
Right.
That'd be the one to want to dismiss. Like, you know, little things like this in the grand scheme of things causes somewhat of a divide just because you start rethinking, like, not who to trust, but, like, in moving up in your career is about who's a part of your tribe, right?
And the higher you go, the
less people you can choose from on that tribe.
The less people, but the clearer the air is. So, you know, right now it's a little, like, what's the, like, smoggy? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, what's the, you know what I mean?
Everybody's, just because, like, festering and, like, fighting.
Yeah, it's just, it's kind of, it just doesn't make sense. It's just one of those things. But, yes, do better.
Do better. And there's so much, like, there's so many mediums. There's so much content. We are working at super rapid speeds in how people even consume anything. Like, people could glance at something and they feel they received it, they internalized it, whatever. So it's like, I think still quality work matters, no matter if, because I've read articles from magazines that were old and those articles still, like, resonate.
Oh, and they live. It's an archive. But the other thing is, aside from quality, it's about authenticity, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're super authentic. Like, we bring our best selves to the table. We bring our best selves to everything we're doing and how we're communicating with you, even how we vetted people. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I'm not even trying to toot our horns, but we've been super authentic.
And professional.
And professional. And it's just...
And prestige.
Yeah, it's just kind of like one of those things. Like, you know, at the end of the day, me and Delilah are learning so many lessons about our tribe and the people we need and who we're bringing into our space. But also, in that same lane, you got to be authentic. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't... Like, what you see is what you get. So we would like the same respect.
Right. And with that being said, the theme of this episode and the title is spring cleaning. Because... We airing it all out,
just
cleansing,
gotta do some chocolate.
What is that? You're gonna get saged up, like whatever you need to clear that space. Spring
Facts.
Cleaning, like
Facts.
The weather hasn't shown any signs of spring.
It hasn't, but here, this is what we're doing.
We're in a new season.
So, a few more things and a positive note.
This, I can't believe this is still a positive note, and we kind of like one less. All right, so we have. Just shout out to Aja from Pharmacy Beauty. I met her the other day. Her energy was super freaking authentic. And, like, we spoke for maybe 5 minutes at most. The next day, I received the email. Her, she was like, I was so happy to meet you. Like, let me know how we could connect, how I can help you, how I can support you. I wanted to hear, like, in her email to me was like, I want to hear about your dreams and your goals. Girl, you don't even know me. But the fact that you even interested. And likewise, like, she is... amazing, works for one of my favorite beauty brands called Pharmacy Beauty. Me and her are gonna plan lunch, but I just needed to give a shout out to Aja. Simone and Shanice.
Oh yeah, so on Sunday, on Saturday actually, I went to a new podcast alert launch party, So Taboo with Simone and Shanice. So I think they have it up now, but check it out, So Taboo. I think they're on Instagram and Facebook. And the premise of the podcast is to share things about women's health and men's health that people are not privy to or may not want to talk about. They do a lot of talking about, like, taboo things like sex and you know, just things going on with your body that you may not be aware of,
or
and,
like, that you shy away because culturally it's not, like, so accepting,
right? And like therapy,
or, like,
and like things like that, right? And they lay it all out on the table. So
fun.
Cute, two women of color.
Yeah, Simona's like our little sister.
Yeah, Simona's dope. Shanice is dope too. Like, they popping. So
thank you. Thank
check
you.
Them out, So Taboo. So that's that. And moving right along.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have going on here.
Shit.
Yeah, so on April 11th, we're going to a great event called Transform Her with our big sis, Fancy Five, at LinkedIn headquarters. We're super excited about this event.
It's an all-day event, but we're going to the second half.
Yeah, they have two sessions. And then even one of our previous guests, Brittany Oliver, will be on the panel. So that's dope. Yes. We're excited to see her, too. So this is going to be super dope. So check it out. I think they have a waiting list going, but we're in there.
Yeah, we're in there. And it's basically a conference to equip women of color with the tools and soft skills and resources needed to further their careers, gain a better understanding of the tech world, and use our network in tech to generate change and build community. So I'm super excited for what the panelists have to say. It's going to be a good run of show.
Right. And I'm sure we'll probably do something live from there, too, on our feeds.
Yeah.
Moving on, for NCG, we are doing Instagram takeovers. We're super excited. It's launching next week. We already have our first girl, Tequila White, who we love.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also one of our panelists at Pizza and Prosecco. So whoop whoop to Tequila. So if you are interested in taking over NCG's Instagram, definitely submit to us. Check us out on Instagram for details.
Right. Email us, noncorporategirls@gmail.com, for more information.
Because we want to see what's behind your scenes.
But the freaking response to that?
It's been good. Social Media Week is coming up.
Oh, yes. April 24th to April 27th, which... Again, so our social media is lit.
We're going to be doing some great things on social media.
All week, Carla's going to be hosting some. That's our social media intern, Carla, who is amazeballs. She is going to be doing lives every day on different topics. So right. if you have like a question or something that you want her to possibly cover, because I know she's doing something where she reaches out to our followers.
Yeah, it's going to be very interactive. Very interactive. Definitely tune in. And she got you covered.
Yeah, stay on the lookout because she'll be dropping the you know, the daily shows, mm-hmm. like what's to come or whatever.
And also, April is National Internship Awareness Month, which I did not know until Carla told me.
I know. I didn't know either. But speaking of, like, internships are so important. So I feel like all of us could attribute some skill that we learned because of our internship.
Absolutely. And I'm really excited because hopefully we'll be bringing another intern on board for the summertime.
Yes.
So that's exciting. Moving right along, off the record, you saw we intro'd with Cardi B's latest song and her, like Delilah said, her album drops tomorrow.
It does. I felt like it was an early birthday gift to me. I'm a fan of it. I'm here for her. I don't like her second single that dropped called Drip with Migos. Like,
I'm not here for it.
So we'll see. I'll probably see how the album plays out. Right. Yeah. I'll give it a overall consensus when I hear it in whole.
Okay.
And then also Villanova, holla at you, girl. I'm part of the 20% in these bracket streets.
20%.
Yes, because I chose them to go all the way and they won in March Madness. So yeah, shout out to, you know, college basketball.
So hashtag obsessed with this week, we have an interesting lady. She's an entrepreneur, investor, and author, Fawn Weaver.
Yes, and I learned the Fawn because I listened to an episode on The Breakfast Club. I had vaguely seen her name because she had recently came out, I think, in an article speaking about you know, her being a historian in the story of Jack Daniels. But right. then I really got to know more about it when I listened to that Breakfast Club interview, which everyone needs to listen to.
Yeah, so that, let's talk about that interview. That interview was actually really interesting. She provided a lot of information. And, you know, we always know that obviously a black person or someone of color started something. Mm-hmm. And that was never the case. You know, like, you know. Right. But it was cool to hear about the story about how he, Naris, what is his name? Naris Green, who taught Jack Daniels how to do the whiskey. But how, like, Jack Daniels, like, attributed that to him, though. Like, it wasn't like, oh, like, he stole it. Like,
it was super harmonious.
Yeah, he understood that he taught him this method, and he's been able to use it and, you know, be successful from it. Yep. Which I thought was cool.
And have super generational wealth and put, like, I think it's, what, 7 or 8 kids in college free. Yeah. And then one of the stories, you guys really need to listen to that episode. It's just super empowering in every way. And if there's one thing I take away, is like having this yearning desire to want to invest.
Yeah.
Like Fawn is out here making
money.
First of
all, She's a serial investor, entrepreneur. And for those of you who don't know, she's the founder of the Happy Wives Club. And, you know, I'm all about the First Wives Club, you know, because that's my movie. But when I found out about the Happy Wives Club,
I want to be in that club.
No, but the messaging behind it, like, because it was the reason why she started this is because she was tired of seeing all these news articles and all these broken divorces. And she looked at her life and how happy her life was. And she wanted to find other women who were happy to be married. Like, that's a good thing.
That is a great thing. And it's so different. And it's not a freaking storyline you hear
because
often.
We're always focusing on the negative.
We do.
And she's focusing on the positive
and mindset. And she's so humble. And
she's an introvert.
She is. She is an introvert. But she, like, just wants everybody to, like, live
to
their
flourish.
Best. Yeah, to flourish, live their best life.
She really does, though.
And I can't even, like, I don't even know. I don't
she's
know.
So, she's such, like, a, she's like your girl next door. But she's popping.
She owns acres and acres.
And let's not forget that her dad is a celebrity because he's a popular Motown songwriter. And
straight from Detroit.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, besides that, she's popping.
No big deal.
So definitely, she doesn't have Instagram. She doesn't. She doesn't go on Instagram, she said. But Happy Wives Club does have an Instagram, so definitely follow that. Check out the book and just check her out.
Watch the Breakfast Club.
Watch the Breakfast
episode
Club.
With Fawn Weaver and Kenny.
Sidebar, what? The props that she gave Charlamagne, though. She had a moment, y'all, where I had flashback to, like, when Oprah told Yara Shahidi that she was a light and that she could see her future. Yeah. This Fawn told Charlamagne that. She told him that he is, like, the wave of the future.
And that he doesn't even know the potential. He was freaking tripped up, like.
And she was like, Yanun, he need to go by his regular name. And not Charlamagne.
Yep.
That was crazy.
It was. It was such a good interview. It was a moment. And Charlamagne was like,
damn, she like saw into his soul a little bit, right?
She sure did. I mean, she has a lot to offer, and I wish I could like just have 10 minutes conversation with her.
I mean, I feel like we could, honestly.
I'm going to hit up Fawn.
But anyway, check her out. So she's our hashtag obsessed with.
She is.
And that being said, since our theme for the episode is spring cleaning, our let's talk about the question is,
yes, it's so what are some of the ways you are getting rid of the things, people, and spaces that no longer serve you? What are some rituals you practice? You know, spring hasn't made its appearance, but everybody always defines, you know, like the April months, like, yeah, spring cleaning, just to like clear out your spaces, kind of
like a reset in a way.
Yeah, reset, and also like to check in where we just are starting a new quarter in the year. So we got to see where we are with our goals. We got to like check in and see if anything needs to be tweaked. So we're checking in with you guys live. Things are picking up for us. Like, as far as non-corporate girls, like, we out here zipping and diving. Like,
we're grinding. We are grinding. A lot is happening. You know, I think for us, we're just trying to make sure that all our moves are strategic, because we really don't have time, you know, to waste.
We don't. I'm about to have a birthday, so another year.
It's Aries moment.
Yo, April is just treating me all sorts of amazing. I'll be gone for this weekend, going to a warm space.
And next weekend.
So, yeah, like, you know, my birthday, I'm always trying to be out. If anybody knows that, no.
Yeah.
And just April is just, it just came in with, like, such good energy.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I think that April, I think April's like a reset month. I really do. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like you get to kind of prepare. You know, people are switching out their wardrobes. People are trying to figure out their lives. What's next? What we doing?
And start putting in those plans, because, you know, April showers bring May flowers. So it's like this is the time where you could like reevaluate so that you can go in the right direction. And
yeah. I need to get my life together, but yeah.
She says this every episode, guys. And it be together. It don't even be that shambles.
Agreed.
And also, another thing, speaking of which, with this question, it's funny because I thought of this totally separate from one of my good friends, Angelique. She reached out to us in the group chat and she was like, what do we most love about our 30s? Mm. And I was just like, she was like, what do we most love and what do we hate? And I honestly didn't have nothing to hate.
Okay.
And I responded, I was just like, I feel like being in my 30s is more about like being okay with not having it all together.
Yeah.
And also like it was so hard for me to tell people no. Like, I feel like I needed to be everywhere, and now it's just like I don't need to be in every situation that's happening, and it's okay. Like, but I used to feel like
you don't need to have FOMO.
Yeah, like it's totally fine if I miss out on an event. It's totally okay.
I love that question.
And it was such a dope question. And it had me thinking, but I was just like, I'm happy. I'm happy in just that, like, it's okay. Like, yeah. I feel like in my 20s, I had this idea of that the way I plan things, exactly how I planned them, it would be. And then it didn't become that, and I kind of struggled with it a little bit. But in my 30s...
Oh, how much it did not become that. I mean, the disappointments were real.
But now, being in my 30s, I'm just like, I do whatever the fuck I want. And nobody can tell me nothing.
Yeah, I think... I don't think I have... I mean, I don't know. I think that what I like most about it is that I get to see the growth. I feel like in my 20s, like, you knew, like, you know we're always growing because change is the only thing constant. But I feel like since I've been in my 30s, I see my growth. Like, I can see where I came from and where I'm going and where I am, you know? And I think for me, that's a kind of a beautiful thing, because I don't have to have it all figured out. And also, I've shifted what that looks like. So I can see the growth.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think I can see our growth. I feel like we've grown as people, you know, like, yes. drastically. It's crazy.
Yep. And speaking on that, even from an NCG standpoint, me and Ayana just submitted to this, what do you call it?
Spotify.
Yeah.
Yo, do you know another person sent this to me? Four people have sent us
a
this.
A couple of people have sent it to me. I don't want to give all the details because I want to break the news when, like, we win because we won't be chosen. But the questions that they asked us, me and Ayana, like, went over them. And it was just, like, it put in perspective because we had to really respond with, you know,
we had to be clear about what our mission for this is.
Exactly. And it just solidified, like, whether or not we are chosen, like, I know that this podcast is doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I love recording.
Yeah.
Like, I even miss recording weekly sometimes.
I do too.
But, like, like, 2 weeks out of the month.
No, I miss recording weekly too, but specifically because it kept us on a schedule.
It did.
A better schedule. But
now that we, you know, we don't got a real home or whatever, we out here in the streets, it's probably better that we do bi weekly. If we use those other weeks to look for where else to be recording it. But we ain't gonna get into that.
Well, on that note, spring cleaning is a wrap for this episode.
It is.
So, but we want to hear what you guys have to say as always.
Yeah.
So send us an email, noncorporategirls@gmail.com.
Follow us
on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We are now available on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Play, and Stitchers. So check us out.
There's no reason not to be missing an episode.
No reason.
But we catch you on the fly. We out.
Bye.